ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It just made popped up.
Hey, let's go.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's been mentioned on the show a few times that maybe Erica and Aaron should get a hold of Slacker's dating profile.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Maybe spruce it up a little or whatever, like run it through their filter a little bit. And I have an idea that we can try here. It's kind of like a mini version of that.
You know what I hate? I need to give a little backstory on how this show works.
Oh, no.
At any given point, I know it sounds like a well-oiled machine.
No, it doesn't.
I was being facetious.
Thank goodness.
But at any given point, like, we're in the middle of a song, and then somebody's like, oh, I have something real quick I want to bring up. And we don't really prep each other on it, because we're like, if you were just sitting, like, I think of us as, like, four friends sitting at a bar.
Yeah.
That's the first time we've heard that.
Okay. But like, and we're just having a conversation.
Right.
And you don't go like, hey, when the server brings back our drinks, I have a topic we're going to talk about.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you're like, wait till we get our drinks.
Yeah. Right. But it's like, you would say, I have this story. It's like, great. Can't wait for the song to end. So whatever. And TX like, I have something I need to ask everybody or whatever. So I'm like, I have faith that it's probably about his failing marriage
or his
you know, failure as a father.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that he's just a fast food horker.
That one he could probably use. Yeah.
Right. But like,
well, we might get to all that, but
instead you lied, you misrepresented, you said this was about you and you're making me.
I think you're actually going to be happy with this because I feel that Slacker is the perfect man because I have here a list of the hobbies that women find attractive. I wanted to run these hobbies by Aaron and Erica.
The women,
yeah. See if they indeed do find them attractive and see if you do any of them. I think you're going to be surprised.
Hobbies aren't a personality, though. You have great hobbies and personality.
I'm in the room. Okay. Why don't you let me concentrate my venom at him? Or do you want me to just get a whole...
I think you're great.
Wow, look at you. Okay.
Hobbies that women find attractive. Number 11, traveling.
There's 11.
Yeah, that's a hobby?
I couldn't do 10 because then it gets into controversial.
That's smart.
Okay.
Traveling, good. You travel.
I do like to travel, but I haven't traveled in a long time.
Okay, but is that kind of a cliche? Does everyone put that on a dating profile? Like, I love to travel.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
when I was on the dating profiles, I feel like there's a whole... Aaron can probably back me up on this. I don't know if you were on dating profiles for very long.
Oh, my gosh, forever.
There's a whole genre of women who put travel on their profile, and they want to be... They're looking for a zaddy.
They're looking for someone who can finance the travel.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so...
I'm amazed by people who find traveling to be a hobby, because who's paying for
it? It's really expensive.
And I don't like to be out of my bed for very long.
Okay.
That's not a hobby. that's not on my list.
I did used to travel, and I would get back in. If I had a partner, I think I would do it. Like, Aaron has mentioned wanting to travel alone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know I can't travel alone because Erica would be FaceTiming me every day going like, are you okay?
Yeah, I would be checking in.
Yeah, it'd be bad.
And you would answer the phone looking so lonely on purpose.
I'm alone in my room.
Oh my gosh, that's not traveling, that's crying.
You don't even want to leave your bed, weirdo.
No, like, I love to travel and then I'm like, whew, ready to go home.
Okay.
The next one on the list, hiking. Something you also do. You rock.
I hike. I enjoy
it. Love hiking. Don't do it alone too often.
Well, girls can't. Boys can. Nobody's trying to.
No, but then you should not be hiking alone. Because then there's people not like Slacker because he's not a serial killer, but men hiking alone who will kill you.
No.
I'm prepared.
With what? Bear spray?
Yeah.
You got stuff?
Yeah.
No, she didn't seem that prepared when you asked.
I don't have bear spray. I have pepper spray.
Okay.
Get some bear spray.
Yeah, get something. What if it's a bear?
That's another problem.
Okay. Here's my other thing. Back to dating sites. Like, when I was on them, I have not deleted my profiles, but I am not on them. Like, I deleted them all off my phone.
So if you see Slacker and you swipe right, he's not. Yeah.
that's the other genre. And then if they're hikers, then I don't want to date them because they're like too into it.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't want to get with somebody who's like, it's 6 a.m. Let's go somewhere. It's like some Saturdays we're just going to get Prosecco out.
Right.
Yeah. Or like we could squeeze another one in.
Yeah,
this
no,
afternoon.
We can't though.
We're
done.
Okay. But you rock. That's good. That counts. Number 9, photography.
I don't find that very attractive.
Really?
Really? It's kind of like, artsy.
Yeah, if a guy was like, here, pose for me. Let me paint you like one of my French girls.
I actually went on a hiking date once and he taught me photography on it. And I took a really cool picture of a bird flying. So Aaron is the girl who made this list.
Are you 3 for 3? Do you like all these hobbies so far?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Number 8, swimming. Swimming a good hobby? I think.
Now I'm out.
Okay. But you like to snorkel.
Yeah.
Mm. You have before. Swimming, are we just thinking about the body? Are we thinking about that swimmer?
It is a good workout. I don't know.
Eric, you haven't liked any of these.
I'm okay with hiking and traveling.
You wouldn't date a guy who did any of these things so far.
I'm okay with all of it in moderation. Don't be telling me we're going on a 15 miler today. Especially swimming. I would die.
But if he's wearing that Speedo the whole time.
No.
Yeah. Mm. Leaves nothing to the imagination.
Yeah, I feel like you're envisioning me in the Speedo. You have to envision a swimmer in a Speedo.
Yeah, somebody hot. Look good, like Michael Phelps. It.
Yeah.
No. Have you seen his arms?
What?
They're weird.
They're great.
He's got like webbing.
No, he's got a weird swimmer's back.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay.
Another one that I know you do, gardening.
Yeah.
Are you like a gardener kind of guy?
I'm in.
Okay. Yeah.
Shows you can take care of
things.
Is this
about them verifying these things, or are we trying to build me up here? Which are we doing?
I was hoping both.
I think we're doing both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you do a lot of these on the list, and we're just getting started, baby.
Maybe you could work on that swimmer's body, though. Anyway, you want to go to your next one?
What number are you on right now?
That was 7. Let's do number 6, writing. You are a writer.
Write, R-I-T-E?
Yeah.
You write songs.
Yeah, you write songs.
What? What?
Okay. Oh my God. There are all these women leaning into the radio going, I might give him a whirl. R-I-T.
Yeah. Whirl also starts with W.
Okay. Can you finish the list in a second? Because we're running out of time.
Okay. Painting.
No, just no. How about we
do a second? Oh, okay. I'll tell you what's next.
Now there's only 4 left. We've had enough time. Kiek was doing a list of hobbies that may be about me, but they're hobbies that women find hot on a man.
Yep. Slacker Show research team has been hitting the pavement. They've been surveying women.
Well, you know what the Slacker Show research team didn't do, Tiak?
Yeah.
They didn't write a song about it.
No, but I did. Because we went from hot hobbies to hot bees, and I realized HOTBIES.
Hobbies.
Hot bees are the bleeping best. That was a little bit of a plagiarism from the hot dog kid who sings that song. Anyone seen that?
The hot dog kid?
HOTDOGS. Yeah, I missed a letter there. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, do yours again.
HOTBIES. Hot bees.
Yeah.
Hot hobbies.
Huh. Okay.
And so far, Slacker does a lot of them. He travels, he hikes, he gardens, and he's a writer.
Right, and we're to number 4, 5 on the list.
Yes.
And I have placed a bet on DraftKings on what I think number 5 is. Okay. Is it painting?
How did I do it?
Oh, if you weren't here for the last break.
He ruins a lot of things.
Do you paint?
No.
I mean, I can paint a wall, but I don't paint.
That's not what they're talking
about. You know, have you seen Ed Sheeran's paintings?
However, my fiance was a house painter for a time before we met.
And but that's not a hobby.
No, but I find it an attractive quality that he could paint our home at any time.
Yeah, I think that's kind of hot to know, like, I got it.
He can work with his hands.
It's a skill.
But have you seen Ed Sheeran's paintings is what I'm saying. I think I could do that.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran's releasing art, he basically just does the abstract thing where it's like dip a paint in and then just go, or a brush and then just go like flick it and it goes like paint splatters.
Oh, like a Jackson Pollock kind of look.
Is that who does that?
He's the splatter
Ed's paintings are great. Does he have to do everything?
He does, and he's but I think so. There was a time around COVID that I thought I could do that. It's not as, like, I bought the canvases and I did the whole thing.
Oh, cool.
Do you have it hung up?
It's on its way to a landfill. I would never, they were terrible. Oh. It's not as easy as it looks. Even, you're just, at the end, you're like, no, that just looks dumb. And I tried the paint can in the air, and you do
no,
that.
No, you have not.
Where it swings around.
Yeah, swings around. Yeah, just destroyed a whole part of my garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Okay.
Anyway, not a painter.
So, not a painter. Yeah, sorry.
Number four, I don't know if you do this one or not. Woodworking. Is that a hot hobby?
Would you like it if a guy woodworked? Like if he made you a little jewelry box or he made you.
It's not woodworking, but wood burning. Where you burn like illustrations into wood. So my fiance made me a charcuterie board that has our names on it and the mountains and flowers.
Ooh.
He wood burns?
Yeah. He did it all without me knowing, which was pretty weird.
That's cool. I thought you just meant starting a fire.
No.
Okay.
That too is wood burning. Okay, see, he has the kit. He has the thing.
I have never seen it, but apparently. Yeah.
That doesn't concern you? That's a weird thing to hide from your fiance.
He was doing it as a surprise.
Right, but now that you know, shouldn't he occasionally wood burn in front of you?
So much stuff. I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you a woodworker?
I can make stuff with wood.
Like what?
I can make anything you want. We come to my garage in the area that's not stained by paint. I made all the shelves in my garage.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's impressive.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. I got tools. Okay. I got saws.
I would say that's not him, but that's
attractive.
I
have a compound miter box.
I don't know what that is.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah, you can make a stool or something.
Yeah.
Okay, number three. Now we're really getting into slacker territory.
Here we go.
Cooking.
Mm.
A man who can cook. Come on.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Oh my God, when I don't have to do it, hallelujah.
But how soon is too soon? Not that I have, there's nobody on the dating horizon, but how soon is too soon to say, like, you can't first date cook.
No, probably not second either, but third.
Yeah.
Third, you're like, well, I want you to come over.
Yeah. Let's cook together.
Yeah.
Because also by the third date, you're comfortable and you're ready to do something that's not just like, let's go get a drink. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What if the third date he makes you his special chicken parm? And then for the fourth date, he makes you like his special chicken parm. And then for the sixth.
So you only know how to make chicken parm?
Yeah. What if you're figuring out, he knows his one thing.
He's got the one
but
trick.
He got it down.
He's got it. Yeah.
He could learn T-Hack more.
You can make chicken parm?
No.
Oh, you thought I can only make one thing?
No, I'm just wondering, like, how many things do I have to learn?
Can I
just get one down?
You got to become, like, a good grill.
Because you're known for, like, your ribs. You're known for a few different things.
And I think, let me ask you guys this. Would you be, would it bother you if I had a recipe out?
No.
Here's the thing. I don't ever.
Okay.
But, like, it would bother me. If somebody was like, I'd like to make you dinner, and then they're just like, hold on. Two cups, like I don't measure anything.
I cook. Judge a woman if she invited you over and said, I want to cook dinner for you, and she was making sure the proportions were correct.
Kind of.
What if it's something new as well?
No, you don't bring me over with something new. You're bringing me in on your A game. You got to, like, you make gnocchi like nobody's business. You make it. Like, I want to walk in and watch you just get after it. Like, you making me pasta from scratch. Let's go. But if you're like, hold on, two cups of, no, I don't like that. Then you can't cook. Mm-hmm. You can follow a recipe. It's different.
Anyone can cook.
Right, but it means you got to cook. You got to go pinky in it and you go,
get to that point? Following recipe.
Yeah. Right, but then don't invite me over till you got one.
Mm-hmm.
Till you got one.
Oh my gosh,
very pretentious.
Nuts.
My wife doesn't ever use a recipe
for
stuff. And
your wife is better than all of us, though.
No, it's hard for me to learn because she's just like, it just needs this. And I'm like, I don't.
How do we just taste it and then figure
how
it out?
How do I? I don't. Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
Number two, still slacker territory. The hot bees playing an instrument.
Yeah. Unless you go, let me play this song for you. And you make me sit there and watch you play a whole song.
All just careless whisper.
Yeah. Like in college, all the boys played guitar. It was so
awful. What if you just had my chicken parm?
And you said, I want to play a song for you?
I'm never going to dance again.
No.
Guilty feet have
got no rhythm. I don't want to be serenaded like that. I don't know. Do you enjoy that?
And then out of the blue, Tiak is up in the balcony with the saxophone.
I think there's a difference. I'm realizing Aaron's boyfriend is a musician, but it's not like he's going to go, "Want to watch me play the drums?"
No, you can't serenade with the drums.
You can, kind of. Some songs. Wipe out.
Wipe out?
So Slacker plays guitar, and that's, you said.
I play piano, too.
And piano? Yeah, what about piano? Is that?
I just don't do it just for me. Maybe there's other people there, or you're just fiddling around. That's fine. But don't be like, "Let me play you something."
I think piano's perfect because guitar, you have to bring it yourself, and then you're that guy of like, I brought my guitar if anyone. But a piano, there's always just, there's one there.
Yeah,
and
you
can
down,
be goaded like, into playing.
What if a girl could sit down on the bench with you?
Ooh. It's a move I have perfected.
Oh. I've never.
We've not been around a piano.
I don't want to sit with you.
I'm never going to dance again. You want to give the last one?
The last one, yeah. The hottest hobbies in men, it's reading.
Come on, man.
You can do this.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.